Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. Jonathan Salem Baskin is with us, folks. Jonathan is a good friend of ours, a longtime member of our Brain Trust. He's a global brand expert. He's been working on this for decades. He's the author of Branding Only Works on Cattle. I like that title. I've been telling you about that book for a long time. And he's got a new work called The Histories, with an S on the end, of social media. Apparently there's more than one. Jonathan Salem Baskin, welcome back to the show.
Hey, Jim. Good morning. Thanks for having me again.
It's good to have you back. Jonathan, I just wanted to lay out a couple of things and then let you weave your thoughts on your new work, by the way, which congratulations on it.
Thank you.
Number one, face-to-face is the original social media. And number two, all this social media stuff is not about new rules. It's about new tools. What do you think?
I love that rhyming, and I'm gonna steal it. It seems like, Jim, every time we talk, you say something, and I then conveniently borrow it.
Well, now you have to attribute it to me the first time. You have to mention it as someone what you know said the second time, and the third time it becomes yours.
Gotcha. And then fourth, I have to be eternally grateful.
That's right. That's exactly right. And send me the commish. Go ahead.
Absolutely, Jim. I think you're right. Social media, the words society and social are based on the same Latin root, which is people interacting, people doing things together. So arguably, we've been social ever since we've been social, right? The first cavemen who organized a club and said, let's, share paint to paint the walls. It was a social media experience. The media were different, and the media consistently through time has been talking, has been face-to-face. I was watching one of the founders of Facebook on CNN over this weekend talking about how this Egyptian, and you mentioned it in your intro, the stuff going on in Egypt was being driven by social media. And I'm thinking to myself, tell that to George Washington or to Vladimir Lenin. They didn't have Facebook, they didn't have Twitter, yet they had revolutions.
Right.
And I think that common thread is the value of face-to-face. And when you're thinking of a small business, that's kind of where it all starts anyway. I've been maintaining for years that small businesses and anybody in the B2B space has been in the social media business since before we had a term for
that's
it.
That's right. But one thing that is happening, and this is something I started talking about at the end of the last decade, the last century, I should say, and that is that change isn't different today from 10 years ago or 10 years ago from 100 years ago. Change isn't different, but the velocity of change is different. And that's what the new tools are putting a rocket under change. What do you think?
Yeah, and I agree on one level, Jim.
In terms of generations.
Yeah, I sense the change in my life, and I see the speed. And not only change is sped up, but also that means that the tools for change have themselves sped up. The fact that now, we used to write one another letters, then we used to leave each other talk on the phone, and then leave voicemails, and then send emails, and then send tweets. The wording and the characters literally are now 140 characters on a tweet. I'm thinking the successor to Twitter will be shorter and faster. it'll be a burp. It'll be a gesture.
Right. We'll have 1,000 emoticons or 10,000 emoticons. You just pick a face out.
Truthfully, Jim, that may be a hell of a lot more efficient in a lot of respects.
So more entertaining.
Oh, definitely. But I also see that a lot of times the faster tools and the briefer tools also accomplish less. And it's an interesting phenomenon. And again, this is one of the things I saw when I looked at the kind of the histories of social experience and social behavior, and that is usually the common thread is word of mouth, as you said, is face-to-face. But the other common thread, it's part of that really, is outcome of behavior. Things have to happen for societies or social things to count.
Mm-hmm.
And it's one thing to say I've come up with a faster, better, more frequently changing way to entertain you or get your attention. But I also see with that people doing less with it. So I could tweet you, and if I'm running a small business, I could tweet you 40 times a day. But if all I'm doing is making you look at your handheld 40 times a day and either chuckle or go, or ignore it, not only am I not accomplishing something, I'm actually, well, what I'm accomplishing is I'm probably wasting your time.
Well, you're, exactly, we're talking being, both of us are being unproductive.
Absolutely, and nobody benefits from that. So
right.
I'm seeing that as, excuse me, as the mechanisms get faster and briefer and the change speeds up, it's almost a challenge to us to kind of, I'm not saying pause or slow down, but I am saying think about what we're trying to accomplish. And actually, the business person today has the exact same challenge ahead of her or him that was ahead of the business person in 1811 or 1711 mm-hmm. or 1611, and that is, who are you selling to? What are you selling them? Why do they value you? And what are you doing to make sure you keep their business? And it sounds quaint.
Right.
But
no, it's all about it's all those things, and why should they care?
Yeah. And again, getting back to Egypt, and I was just thinking of this again when I was listening to the introduction. So I'm running a small shop on the streets of Cairo. What's social media mean to me during this crazy time? Well, you know what? It actually means me reaching out, being able to have a conversation with my customers and say, for one thing, like, hey, guys, stay home. I'm closed today. Hey, guys, I have bread today, and it'll be open from 4 to 7. Come by and come in the back door. It's, you know, being able to communicate with my employees saying, don't come in today.
Mm-hmm.
Or where are your parents and your kids? Are they safe? It's those kind of uses on a personal basis versus, I think, a lot of these broad-based ideas, thinking that we're going to use social media to just kind of speak out to the world. You know,
so,
the fact that I can read about Egypt on Facebook is entertaining to me sitting here in Chicago, Illinois. But like the Iranian unrest, you know what I do? I read it, I go, wow, interesting, click, and I move on.
So in a minute we have left, wrap up this what we're saying here for us.
Well, punchline is, I think it's 2011. There are more ways to communicate with your customers than ever before. I think the challenge and the lessons of history is that you don't need new rules for this stuff. As a matter of fact, if you think you're following new rules, you're missing the boat.
Mm-hmm.
You're actually missing the rules. The rules
mm-hmm.
that apply now are the same rules that apply to our grandparents, and they're more important now. I get back to it.
Yeah.
Who are you selling to? How do they matter to you? How do you matter to them? And what are you doing to make that relationship
the
valuable?
Rules haven't changed,
nope.
Only the tools.
I love
and
that.
And see,
too.
This is what I've been saying for a long time about small business owners making sure that they don't think about Facebook and Twitter.
Yeah.
Those are just devices.
Yep.
The whole thing is about building customer communities, which, as you pointed out, Jonathan, has been going on for millennia.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Folks, it's all about the face-to-face. It's all about, and face-to-face, you can use that metaphorically if you want to. It's all about the connection. It's all about creating community. I'm telling you, in 3 years, we won't care about Twitter. 5 years, we won't care about Facebook. There'll be something else, but you'll still be building communities. Jonathan Salem-Baskin is our guest. His new book is called Histories of Social Media. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.